Yeah, amen to that, huh? I want to jump in right off the bat and point out that those manifestations coincide directly with what I'm going to be sharing. I'm going to jump in by quoting Romans chapter 8, verse 1 and 2, verses 1 and 2. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made me free from the law of sin and death. Now that's what we're celebrating today. Of course, today is a special day in our country, isn't it? Today is what we call Memorial Day, a day to remember and recognize all of those who have fought for, quite literally, our lives. And for the freedom of this great nation, which who are no longer with us. My grandfather was a drill instructor. My pops here can correct me if I'm wrong. World War II, correct?
Mm-hmm.
And he was a drill instructor during World War II and trained soldiers in riflery.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's one of the many people that have fallen asleep and have served on behalf of this country so that we can walk freely. And of course, a couple of you on the call tonight, or maybe you're listening on the website at a later point in time, have served or continue to serve wherever you're at for the continued freedom of this country. We get to freely worship the Creator of the heavens and the earth at no charge and without getting persecuted or reprimanded. And so, whatever the case may be, Memorial Day means so much to many people around the United States due to its significance. I'm going to read you a little article. Well, it's not an article, it's a speech given by Billy Graham called The Timeless Memorial Day Message. A decade and a half ago, before Memorial Day became a federal holiday in 1971, Billy Graham was in Boston to deliver a memorial address to the veterans of foreign wars. The year was 1955, and he had just finished visiting many U.S. military installations in Europe. Here is an excerpt from our archives of his timeless message, which still rings true this Memorial Day as we remember with gratitude the sacrifices of so many for our nation. In all the American idiom, there is no more endearing word than buddy. It is warm with intonations of friendship, brotherhood, and common purpose. We are assembled today to pay tribute to those, our buddies, who poured out their full measure of devotion upon the altar of freedom. Thousands of you gathered here could tell dramatic stories of heroism, which you yourself have seen acted out by your buddies on the grim stage of war's theater. They have left this realm of time and space. They have outstripped us in life's races, but the sacred memory of their selflessness and the freedom they died to obtain will live forever. 3 weeks ago, I had the privilege of spending an afternoon with President Dwight D. Eisenhower at Gettysburg. He took me on a personally conducted tour of the battlefield of Gettysburg, explaining the strategy used by both the Confederate and Union forces. Both of my grandfathers fought at Gettysburg. This famous battlefield and hundreds of others like it have become hallowed soil where thousands of Americans have died either to preserve freedom, prevent aggression, or keep intact the Union of American States. Some months ago, when President Eisenhower was touring the battlefield at Valley Forge, and was being shown from one historic spot to another, he made the statement at the conclusion of the tour, "This is where they got it for us." What did he mean? He meant that those men and thousands of others in all the wars that America has fought purchased by their blood the freedoms that we enjoy today in the land of the free and the home of the brave. That terse statement from the lips of our president has rung in my ears for many months. These battlefields of the world today are hallowed and holy to every American, and we pause to give them our highest honors, humbly realizing the sacred trust that these, our war dead, have handed to us. I stood by the bedside of a boy in Korea whose spine had been torn away by a shell blast the night before. But by some miracle, he was still living. He was unable to change his position, and if he lived, the doctor informed me, the rest of his days would be spent lying on his stomach. The Army medics had patched him up the best they could. I gripped his cold, perspiring hand and said words of comfort to him. He made a statement I will never forget, and he said, "It was worth it if it will keep America free." That's what you call getting it for us. As we think of the selflessness and heroism of such fellows, we are reminded of the words of Jesus Christ, who said, "Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends." The freedoms we enjoy, the freedoms we take for so much for granted, the freedoms we so often trifle with, were bought not by the gold of our millionaires, nor altogether the genius of our scientists, nor the sacrifices of the people at home, but primarily by the blood, sweat, and agony of those whose names on this day we honor, those who died that we might live. They found, as have brave men of all ages, that there are principles well worth dying for. Their noble, unselfish sacrifice is a silent, eloquent rebuke to the self-centeredness of this generation. Let those who want peace at any price remember this day that thousands have died for honor and freedom, and that what we have today has become at the price of shed blood. As I stood in the hospital quarter of the Danish ship Jutlandia in Korea, watched by an American boy scarcely 20 years of age, and watched helplessly as this young life ebbed away, I thought, what right have thousands of pleasure-seeking Americans to go on living when this lad in the early flower of youth has to die? And in that moment, the fact dawned on me that if he had to die for America, some of us must live for America. Sometimes it is far more difficult to live than it is to die. They have handed us a torch, and we have a responsibility to see that they have not died in vain. Even though the sacrifices of our war dead have been great, yet the greatest sacrifice of all time was made by a man on a cross who died not only physically but spiritually, that men might live. We have neglected him too long. We have rejected his plan for peace, and as a result, we have fought, bled, and died for centuries. I challenge the world at this hour to accept his program of heart regeneration that can transform the society in which we live, and we can know the meaning of genuine peace in our time. Yes, the bells of liberty ring in America today because these men we honor today got through for us. The sacred memory of their sacrifice will always live in our hearts, and we have a sacred and holy trust, and we cannot fail them. My mind goes back 2,000 years to another battle which was fought on a hill called Calvary. It was a battle of one young man against all the forces of evil. It seemed like a futile, hopeless struggle as Jesus Christ took on Satan's task force single-handed. The jeers of the rabble, the spittle of the soldiers, and the sneering of the people were incidental compared to the inner struggle which was taking place in his soul. But I watch him in fancy as one hand is stretched out toward God and the other toward rebellious man. And he makes the connection and says, "It is finished. He got through for us." If we are to be spiritually strong, it will be through him. Thousands today are finding a fresh, new meaning of life through Christ. They are learning to say with confidence, "I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me." We can best keep faith with those who have gone before by keeping faith with ourselves, with our highest ideals, and with God. Isn't that something? But you know, guys, I like to say, this is back to me talking, I like to say we live in God's country. And that's probably anywhere you go. Everywhere you go is God's country. But our nation was originated on the principles of God's word. And I think that many Americans, whether it seems that way or not, very much recognize that truth. So I trust we all realize why we are where we are, due to the one who had to lay down his life for our spiritual freedom, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And that's the whole emphasis of this time of spring, I think. But it's a lifelong journey to fully appreciate it. So that's what I wanted to share. I'm looking forward to sharing some more things with you as a result of all this on Sunday morning. But for now, I'm going to close out and pray, okay? Gracious Heavenly Father, we are so thankful to be able to live in such a wonderful country. We are so thankful for all the men and women who have served and those who continue to serve, so that we can still be free, so that we can walk spiritually minded without having to watch our backs, without having to live in fear of persecution. Thank you for calling us to be your sons and daughters, to be the lights in the darkness of this world. And we all stand together and we take a stand as we continue to defend the word of truth, Father. So I say thank you for all this in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.